We are here.
Right.
Jesse, Riker, Jenny.
Hello.
We're
doing. Is it recording yet?
It's recording. We're going right now.
Ah!
Jesse's going
to start. All right, Don. I got
chapter 8.
I don't know chapters 1 through 7, but.
But you'll hear them later.
I'm going to go with
the many fine people.
Hello, Mr. Cheney.
Call him Don.
Hey, Don.
Yeah. I don't think he likes that.
No, he likes it. He's surprised.
Don? My dad's name is Don.
Donald,
I feel
also
like
too.
Talking.
Yeah, you are talking to him.
Yeah.
Dad Record and I have the same
father's
names. Mm-hmm. You know this now because we're
named.
Rock on. Yeah. What a rare name.
Rocket like a hurricane.
It's just so rare. I don't know how that's possible.
Yeah.
Okay.
The lighting is
I feel
really
like
cool
starting
right
me.
Now. This picture's gonna be good. Jesse just shook.
Oh my God.
The brief flew off of his hair as it settled.
Your hair totally changed. He washed it today.
Because he's a different person. He's in character now.
I got a method act.
You're totally in character.
I'm method acting.
Be the method man for this right now, okay?
All right.
I'll be the jizzer. Right.
Okay.
My dad's the jizzer.
Okay. Tilt your head back so you can't breathe, Lindy instructed. That's it. See if you can move your peritoneum a little. Like back and forth and under. The peritoneum is what makes the world go round. Very obediently, Chris Husk and the dummy reacted, not by moving its peritoneum, but instead sticking out its rear. Don't move its butt, Lindy told him. Believing in God Almighty beats getting shit-faced any day, Lindy's Christian friend Alicia said. How can you believe in a God that can't count to 10? Cody was a counter, and he had a meow mix to prove it. The four were sentenced to pulling weeds in a small rectangle of bottom feeders and old assholes known as the Powell Patio Treasure. It was Saturday afternoon. There was lots of color and the sun and the TV were in the sky pulling around. The Amarillo rays of the sun were filtering through each of their collective cerebral cortexes and moving slowly down into their brains.
Nice.
Poked it off the tongue. Barky established himself as the house husband of the patio, incessantly bothering the kids with tales of colitis. Chris established himself as the silliest plagiarizer this side of the truncated naked trees of Congress. It was up to Mr. Madero to bring some noise to the patio. Lindy and Alicia weren't going to bring it, as they had already brought it south of the border. TJ like marionettes and oh gosh, I gotta finish that. I'm gonna say it again.
Finish it.
Lindy and Alicia weren't going to bring it, as they had already brought it south of the border, cruising TJ like marionettes on Ritalin.
Nice.
Now they were looking at Chris like he was a scene from a fruit tree. Alicia was a tall girl in Deligon. Black hair and a lisp that made her sound like a gaggle of boys had tied her up and tickled her. Fortunately, she had a heart of gold and a killer body. Complete with fine lines. She had left her pants at a Mexican sporting goods store last night, and now she was wearing Chris's old terracotta pants and looking like she belonged in Tijuana's famous Roundabout Zoo. Roundabout Zoo. Cody, who had also been to the sporting goods store, was wearing Chris's Speedo swim trunks, and both his fingers and his head were starting to freeze. He wanted to ram the Speedo where the gerbils don't brush their teeth. Chris treated them all like monsters with bad ventriloquism acts. But Lindy didn't want to be interrupted with any more suggestions about better ventriloquism through Rumpelstiltskin. Then, with Chris stopped his suggestions, Lily looked nervously at her watch. She didn't want to be late to work Amy's birthday, but she did want to kick Barky in the ass. You rarely kick that fucking dog's ass, Alicia told Lindy. You're telling me, Lindy replied. Palm Olive is just a practice dummy. The real money is in getting dog ass. No, it's in kicking dog ass. You don't want to get dog ass. When the mayor of this... That was me, by the way. Yeah, you didn't write that.
Oh, right.
He doesn't have glasses on.
Okay, so when the mayor... people read lines that you think are wrong, like sometimes they actually are, though. You actually mess it up?
Yeah. It's funny. When the mayor of this sea cottage sees the power of my leg and the wisdom of my comedy, well, it's all over, she said, looking at her watch in a new way. All the kids at school look at their watches that way, Alicia said, expanding on a mosque full of brazenness. Who fucking cares, Lindy replied in top form. They also all sing at karaoke. So do you, Chris hissed through Mr. Madero. Move the dummy's lips next to you, hiss. Move the dummy's next time. Move the dummy's lips next time you hiss, Lindy replied. Chris looked at the ceiling. Weren't his goddamn lips moving? I've got to work on that, or there'll be more on... I've got to work on that, or there'll be more on me in tomorrow's first edition. You're only as trite as the last thing you say, Lindy said. I don't have to hire you on a defense attorney, do I? Chris emitted a rabid grunt. Rabid grunt. Is the sound supposed to come out of my stomach, Mr. Madero hissed? Cody sold to the highest bidder, but Lindy beat him on the punchline. I believe that what you believe is what you choose, Lindy said, and I've taken too much second to tell. But if actually thought about it, I believe that when you're partying, that's when you should make some major life choices. Chris diplomatically stuck his hand up Mr. Madero's ass and tendered his thoughts. I haven't read any good books lately, and I haven't fucked any cute chicks, he said disconsolately. Where are the sexy chicks?
The sexy chicks.
The care that Lindy poured into her sentence had a certain air of despicableness. Later, she sweat in that sectional attacking her enlarged cerebellum that made her say it.
So?
I have a hair in my hair.
I think it's you. They were spitting out everything.
Did you hate that?
They left with your anatomically correct blow-up doll. Lindy was a fan of snappy answers. Even. You are cheeky, Cody said. Yeah, yeah. Where's Palmolive? I want to set her on fire, Lindy said. Okay. You can't see your own dummy on fire. Not here, Alicia told Lindy. You have to decide, do we pyrotechnic Palmolive, or do we go to the party? What's it going to be? I don't have to decide, Lindy decided, and pulled out a deck of cards. I could do both. Pick a card. Chris grunted, meaning to be rude, but picked a card anyway. You can keep it. I got 51 more, Lindy said, ignoring both Chris, his grunt, and his rudeness. Now, if you children really want to see some pyrotechnics, then come to What's-Her-Name's birthday party. We'll burn Palmolive there and party after. I think you and Chris owe each other several apologies, Alicia was also surging. You can't be sensational and insensitive. Oh, yeah? What number am I thinking of? It's a number between one and fuck you, Lindy scoffed. Wow, that's a serious number. How many dummies can you torch at once? Cody broke into the brouhaha. The eunuch was sitting right next to Alicia. Lindy let out a hiss that was meant for Cody. I'm going to tell you what you can do for me, she said, thinking and then adding, when Chris ain't listening. Chris sighed and then propelled himself into preparing to have been furious. But before he could decide on a phrase appropriately furious, Lindy was beating on Mr. Madero with her hands. I'm jabbing and weaving, dancing and chucking. Madero is no answer, Lindy said, ponying up a pie plate of silliness for Chris and accommodating the dull woodness of Mr. Madero by bopping him in the nose. There! I've sonatined you like you were Takeshi Kitano's red-headed stepchild. Hey, this is for horses. Chris essentialism is estranging everyone, including the dummies. Grabbing a tire iron, Mr. Madero turned his head to see what the Desi Arnaz was going on. Fucking stupid bastards, Mr. Madero spat in a tone that was despicable and guttural at the same time. Lindy, Chris warbled. Bastard. Cody and Alicia looked surprised, but they started making out anyway. Restrain yourselves, jackasses, or I'll get medieval on your hineys. Don't make me go medieval. The dummy, fortunately, in Chris's care, screamed. Formally, even. The dummy was formally in Chris's care, and it screamed. Uh-oh, Cody exclaimed, extracting his tongue from Alicia's mouth. I need a dentist, Chris complained to his sister. No, let me pull your tooth, Lindy gimmied in a trembling voice. She had taken biology in junior high, and her eyes were bigger than her needle nose pliers.
What was that?
I can't. Is this close?
I can't.
It's the end of
yes.
Quotes. No, it is. Oh, the upside down exclamation.
Okay,
point.
So the last line of the whole story.
I can't pull your tooth, Chris. I've been talking through Mr. Madero.
There you go, Don. This is chapter 8.
You threw the papers.
up in triumph.